Well, good morning. It is November 20th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Just to let you know, over the next week, I will be in a tree stand. So, Monday through Saturday, you're going to have pre-record each and every single day. And so, you guys can watch them at your convenience on Sermon Audio, or you can watch them on Facebook as usual. But be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to the video as usual, in order to get credit. But that said, today is November 20th, 2023. Real quick, I'm going to do a little different this week, just to kind of keep you going this week. Is behind me, I'm going to have a different background every day. Maybe learn a little something different. But behind me is what is known as P52. This is Papyrus 52. It is a little piece of what's called papyri, which is what the early Christians would write the Bible on. They would write handwritten copies of the scripture. They didn't have the printing press like we have today, and many Christians were on the run, and so they had to write it on whatever they could. And this little piece right here is a portion of the Gospel of John that was found in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And it's about the size of a credit card, and it actually dates back to almost 100 AD, between 100 and 150 AD, and it matches identically with the modern manuscripts that we have that are much later. And so what that tells us is that God has preserved his word. God has preserved every single page of this glorious, glorious book that we hold in our hands. It's Thanksgiving week, and we're going to do our daily Bible reading this week, but I just want us to start out by being thankful for how God has preserved his word. It's nothing short of miraculous. If you want to know more about P52, talk to me, and we'll talk about that. But today on November 20th, 2023, we are going to pick up in 1 Chronicles 15, James chapter 2, Amos chapter 9. We're going to finish that book today, and then we are going to finish out with Luke chapter 4. So let's get in the word today. First Chronicles chapter 15. First Chronicles chapter 15 today. Now David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever." And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of God to its place, which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and 120 of the relatives of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his relatives of the son of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his relatives of the sons of Elisaphan, Shemaiah the priest, and 200 of his relatives of the son of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his relatives of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and 112 of his relatives. Then David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites. Consecrate yourself, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the ark of God, of the Lord God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it at first, the Lord our God made an outburst on us, for we did not seek him according to his ordinances." And so the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. Sons of Levites carried the ark of God on the shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud-sounding cymbals, to raise sounds of joy. And so the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and from his relatives, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari, their relatives, Ethan, the son of Cushiah, and with them, their relatives of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaniah, Maaseiah, Mathathah, Ephelehu, Mikineiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the gatekeepers. And so the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound aloud cymbals of bronze, and Zechariah, Aziel, Shemaroth, Jethiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaniah with harps tuned to Alamoth, and Mathathiah, Elihu, Mikineiah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaiah to lead the lyres tuned to the Sheminith. And Chenaniah, the chief of the Levites, was in charge of the singing, and he gave instructed in singing because he was skillful. Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshphat, Nethaniel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaniah, and Eleazar the priests blew the trumpets before the God, the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jethiel were also gatekeepers for the ark. And so it was David with the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands who went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy, because God was helping the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. They sacrificed seven bulls and seven rams. Now David was clothed with a robe of fine linen with all the Levites who were carrying the ark and the singers, and Chenaniah, the leader of the singing, with the singers. David also wore an ephod of linen, and thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with sound of the horn, with trumpets, with the loud sounding cymbal, with harps and lyres. And it happened when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. That was First Chronicles chapter 15. Let's move on over to James chapter 2. We'll finish the book of Amos in just a second. James chapter 2, though, before we go there. James chapter 2. My brethren, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism. For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in fine clothing, and there also comes in a poor man in dirty clothing, and you pay special attention to the one who's wearing the fine clothes and say, "You sit over here in the good place." And you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit down by my footstool." Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives? Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Is it not the rich man who oppress you and persecute or personally drag you into court? Do they not blaspheme the fair name by which you have been called? If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not commit murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be merciless to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And what use is it, my brethren, if someone says that he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to him, "Go in peace, be warmed and be filled," and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You believe that God is one? You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, the faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works. As a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God." And you see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messenger and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. That was James chapter 2. Let's move on over to our next reading. We're going to finish the book of Amos. Amos chapter 9 today. Amos chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, "Smite the capitals so that the threshold will shake, and break them on the heads of them all. Then I will slay the rest of them with the sword. They will not have a fugitive who will flee, or a refuge who will escape. Though they dig into Sheol, from there will my hand take them. And though they ascend to heaven, from there will I bring them down. And though they hide on the summit of Carmel, I will search them out and take them from there. And though they conceal themselves from my sight on the floor of the sea, from there I will command the serpent, and it will bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, from there I will command the sword that it may slay them. And I will set my eyes against them for evil and not for good. The Lord God of hosts, the one who touches the land so that it melts, and all those who dwell in it mourn, and all of it rises up like the Nile and subsides like the Nile of Egypt. The one who builds his upper chamber in the heavens and has founded his vaulted dome over the earth, he has called for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are you not as the sons of Ethiopia to me, O sons of Israel, declares the Lord? Have I not brought up Israel from the land of Egypt and the Philistines from Kaphtor and the Arameans from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Nevertheless, I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord. For behold, I am commanding, and I will shake the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is shaken in a sieve, but not a kernel will fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people will die by the sword, and those who say the calamity will not overtake or confront us. In that day, I'll raise up the fallen booth of David and wall up its breaches. And I will also raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nation who are called by my name, declares the Lord, who does this. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, when the mountains will drip sweet wine and all the hills will be dissolved. And also I will restore the captivity of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will also plant vineyards and drink their wine and make gardens and eat their fruit. I will also plant them on their land, and they will not again be rooted out from their land, which I have given them, says the Lord your God. Amen. That was the book of Amos. Amos is all done. Tomorrow we move on to the next book, which is Obadiah, the book of Obadiah, which is only one chapter. So we finish that book tomorrow too. Amen. Let's move on over to our final reading today for the 20th of November, Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. And he led him up and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. And therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be all yours. And Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And he led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Then the devil had finished every temptation. He left him until an opportune time. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And all were speaking well of him and wondering at the gracious words which were falling from his lips, and were saying, is not this Joseph's son? And he said to them, no doubt you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we heard was done at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well. And he said, truly, I say to you, no prophet is welcome in his hometown. But I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the day of Elijah, when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land. And yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things. And they got up and drove him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built in order to throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went on his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. and they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst of the people, he came out of him without doing him any harm. And amazement came upon them, and they began talking with one another, saying, "What is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the report about him was spreading into every locality in the surrounding district. When he got up and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house, now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to help her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and waited on them. And while the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and laying his hands on each one of them, he was healing them. Demons also were coming out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But rebuking them, he would not allow them to speak, because they knew him to be the Christ. And when day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place. And the crowds were searching for him and came to him and tried to keep him from going away from them. But he said to them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." And so he kept on preaching in the synagogues in Judea. Well, amen. That was our reading today for November 20th, 2023. Thank you all so much. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, thank you guys so much for being faithful. Stick with it. We got less than a month and a half left of 2023, and then we're going to do it all over again in 2024. A little differently next time, New King James chronologically, but looking forward to it. Amen. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. Thank you for this word. Thank you so much that it points to Christ, Lord. And I thank you that, Lord, even the Lord Jesus, as powerful as he was, when he went up just toe-to-toe with Satan himself, God, he held up this book and he utilized this powerful word to rebuke even Satan himself. And Lord, what a powerful privilege we have to be able to read this each and every single day. Lord, may you keep Satan at bay in our lives today. May we live for you, God, today. May we fight temptation. And may we honor you, God, in everything that we do today. We love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye now.